Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me. What's up, you guys? This your girl, Nala, and you are sitting here right here in the den with your girl from Power 904, your favorite host, as you know. And I'm sitting here with...
2-3 Moolah.
2-3 Moolah. That's why I let you say it, because I was going to say 23 Moolah.
Everybody always say 23.
That's why I pause.
I don't ever mind. You know, that's just how they go. But, you know, they catch on. The more and more I'll be like, you know, 2-3 Moolah, 2-3 Moolah, they catch on.
All right, so why did you break it up like that? Because, you know.
It's politics behind it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? But I'd rather just have it be just 2-3 Moolah instead of like 23.
Yeah. Okay, okay. So how did you just, I know you said politics was behind it or whatever. So how did you just decide to just call your name 2-3 Moolah, because I mean, you got numbers in the front, and then it's not like money behind it.
So it's like kind of all money, but 2-3 is the street I actually grew up on. So I grew up on 23rd Street.
Okay.
And, so and then Moolah, that's just everything. You just hustle, and you just everyday life type of, you know, going to get your money and getting everything. So I just added like the, you know, I'm saying, the two most things I love.
Okay.
Love, so, where I come from, I love getting money.
So where are you from?
I'm from Long Beach, California, but I was raised in the Valley.
Okay.
So I got the best of both worlds.
So how long you been in the music industry?
Truth be told, I've been writing poetry. I used to write poetry, and then I got incarcerated. So during my low incarceration, I, you know, honed into my craft. I started doing more writing than poetry, actually. Like, and I know it kind of weird, because it's like, well, isn't that writing? But, you know, like, you know, musical wise, like, you know what I'm saying? And as I used to just beat on my little desk in my cell, you hear it and be like, oh man, rap it louder. So I got comfortable, and then the whole tier would be like, oh, let me hear this or let me hear that. So now, wow, I'm rapping for the whole jail.
wow. So you said you started out with poetry.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you mix the poetry into the rap?
And when you hear a song and it's like, I'm kind of like talking about a female or something, you might get a few of my little poetry lines.
Oh, you get a little romantic when you get to the women.
You got to, you know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, the women, they want that security. You know what I'm saying? But also they want to be talked to like a sweetheart. They want to be treated like a prince, like a queen, really. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you got to give them that. You got to show that song.
Okay, so what was the inspiration behind you doing what you do today?
The inspiration, like, behind my music? So the inspiration behind my music came from, like, my older brother and, my older cousins. They, like, my brothers. I used to always see them make music all the time. Like, they always made music. And they inspired me to do that. And then, and, like, when I started really studying the game, it was artists like Lil Wayne, you know. Yeah, that's you feel, that's my guy right there, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, and then, like, Young Jeezy, T.I., it's a few on the list, like, you know what I'm saying? That's up there. And I'm from California, so notice I didn't say nobody from California.
Right.
It ain't no disrespect.
I was under you to say.
It's just, yeah, right. I'm just from Southern California, so I guess I honed into that Southern music, if that makes any sense.
And Cali is like on the West, right?
Yeah, Cali on the West, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I mean? But, you know, I grew up listening to E-40, Snoop, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I was like a big Wayne fan, you feel me? Like, probably, like, I want to say, as I got older, I started to listen to Tupac, and that's probably where I get a lot of my thuggish and Yeah, get a lot of that from.
You're probably one of the first independent artists that I've heard, you know, relate to a lot of artists in the South. So that's like one of my goals with collaborating the up north, the west, you know, with the South, because the South mostly be, you know, booty music, you know, that type of vibe or whatever. So when we get to the north, it's like, what y'all listening to? Or, you know, we get to the west, you know, it's all that, you know, up north stuff. And I'm like, what? Y'all know, you know. So it be kind of hard to vibe with. So that's kind of cool that you relate to a lot of these, you know, south rappers. That's interesting. Okay. So tell me something about you that you would want us to know. Like, what is behind the real 2-3 Moolah? Like, who are you?
So, for those who don't know, you feel what I'm saying, I'm a father. Father first, you know what I'm saying? I'm a son, I'm a brother, I'm an uncle. You feel me? I could be your best friend or your worst enemy. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm an all-around type of person, you know what I'm saying? Type of individual. You know, I'm for my community. I always want to see my people grow. I like to see us build up more than tear each other down. So, what a lot of people probably don't know is I'm an activist. So, I try to preach positivity regardless of what you hear in my music. You know what I mean? My music is just, that's my soul speaking. You know what I mean? So that's why I created the genre called Thug Talk. I'm not in another lane with rap or R&B. I'm in my own lane with this.
That was my next question for me to tell you to explain the category of music that, or the genre of music that you're in, because I did listen to the songs that, you know, In the Know have been pushing In the Know 360. So I'm like, he has it's a rock pop like type.
I'm everywhere. So that's why I call it Thug Talk, because it's like, you know what I mean? I'm giving you like, you know, like that thug passion. I'm giving you me. I'm giving you everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? From street talk to romantic to spiritual to traumatizing to, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to touch on something that you might think that I might not touch on, and you're going to be like, oh, wow. So.
Well, so I have a wild card moment. I didn't tell you about that at the beginning. The wild card moment is, I mean, since you put all those categories and you said that you never know what we're going to get from you, my wild card for you is to do a 16 bar off the top of your head.
You want me to do a freestyle?
A freestyle, but
I ain't even gonna lie. I don't even freestyle.
I don't freestyle.
I'm a real writer. Like, so, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm so passionate with my craft. Like, and then if I was to give you anything, I would just tell the people, like, just to go Google me. Go to YouTube.
Google. So give us one of your lyrics from one of the songs that you did.
Okay.
And tell me the title before you start, because I'm
it's
have
called
to go with
it. It's called My Life, and this song is charting number 13 in Chicago. So I said, reminiscing on that night I blacked out and lost my life, that hard place on Bear Valley in second and save my life. Never thought for one moment my heart had needed device. Rock style lifestyle might not make it through the night. See my mama cry plenty of times, but not like this. I feel it when I talk bitches and stitches in my shit. Me and Cuzzo have a convo. That's my nigga from the dirt. He said, you need to repent. Boy, you had a rebirth. Mm. So that's just like half of it. But because the whole song just goes all the way through.
And that's My Life.
That's called My Life.
That's deep. That's deep. Okay. And I respect the fact that you didn't get on here and try to, you know, do a 16 bar challenge.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, nah, because it's really not even that. Like, I'm not like, even.
If you can't,
that's
don't
not
try.
Me. Yeah. It's just not me. Like, I ask anybody that know me or group, I'm not the freestyle. Like, that's not what I do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but if I have something and then, like, I know it, but I've been working on so much and I've just been promoting so much, and that's the lane that I've been in. And it's like, as an artist, I know that it's like, oh man, you should have, he should have, he should have. And I notice what the people are gonna say, man, he should have had a 16. He
No,
should have had this, he should have
right.
had that.
That's
But
why I
at
had
the
to say
same
too.
time, yeah, right. But at the same time, they are who they are, and I am who I am.
Right,
So it's like,
right.
you feel me? You can never be me, and I don't ever want to be you.
That's deep. So, since you are you an overthinker?
Sometimes that's sometimes, yeah. I'm a Libra, so yeah.
Okay, so what is your creative process with writing or getting into the studio? Like, what do you go through to get yourself prepared for the
Man,
studio?
so I probably would say, like, I could just feel something. Like, I could just, it could be just in the moment. I could be walking to the store, I could be at work. Like, literally, I'm getting out the shower, like, and it's gonna come to me, like, stuff just gonna come to me, and then I'm like, all right, and I'm gonna put it together, and then I'm about to go find an instrument. Now, once I find an instrument, once I find it, now I'm about to get in tune. So now it's something else that starts to spark, because I become one with the beat. You know what I mean? I try to emulate my vocals towards the instrument that I'm, you know what I mean, gonna put down on. So that's why I say it's not a, it's you can't, like, I mean, I can if I want, if I choose to, I can always have a 16 prepared and ready. But I'm such an artist, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you ask Picasso to paint, I'm pretty sure he's gonna get his canvas, and he's gonna get, you know what I'm saying? He's not gonna just on hand, like, oh yeah, I'm about to do this painting for y'all right now. Nah. So, you know, I'm Picasso with this. It's like, you know
So,
what
if you could be any writer in the world right now, or any person, or the title of a book right now, what would it be and why?
If I could be any person or, like, any title of a book, I'd be Sam L. Scott. And that's me. I wouldn't be nobody else. I love who I am, and I begin, I, like, you know what I mean, like, so I
So
couldn't be
that's
nobody
you,
else. Yeah,
and you are the book, and
I
you're
am the
writing the
book,
story.
and
So
I'm
if you
telling
had to
my
choose
story.
characters to play you in the book, who would they be?
If somebody could play me in the book, my son is gonna play me.
Oh, interesting.
Nobody else, because he know me best.
Okay. So if you could tell us three things. Because you say you're a positive person. We support mental health here at Power 904 on a daily basis. We try to keep that going, not just in the month of May. We still try to continue to talk about it. What three things of positivity would you tell us today?
Eat healthy. I'm such an overthinker, so I would say, meditate. You know what I mean? Take the time out for yourself, no matter if you have children or not. At least take at least about 30 minutes to an hour, and, you know, self, you know what I mean, self-absorb, self-love, depress for the day, you know, whatever you went through, like, just, you know, be done with it, let it go. Yeah, woosah. And third, I would tell them to love yourself, accept who you are, embody who you are, don't be ashamed of who you
Okay.
are.
That's deep too. That's deep. So tell us your hottest song out right now and what we need to look for when we're looking for 2-3 Moolah.
So
What's
my
the
hottest
hottest
song
song
out
out right now?
is My Life. It's chart number 13 in Chicago. That's the hottest song that I got out. I just dropped a video for Snitch K. That's featuring Eastside Ali B. I got the Free Monster Yo concert on October 14th. Free Monster Yo, by the way. You know what I'm saying? That's my big brother, but that's also my manager. So and I got the link, you feel me? We'll throw it up in there, you feel what I'm saying? It'll pop up somewhere or something, you know what I mean? Go get your tickets, you feel me? October 14th, like I said, that's the Fremont Studio concert. So that's what I would just be, you know, in my last two interviews that I just did, recently did, like, you feel me? And you know what I'm saying? And I'm in the den right now with Nala, so.
Yes. You know networking, I mean? So, networking. They put you on the mean? Spot. Like, I'm like, why do you keep tagging me? Like, who is this artist? Yeah, like, oh, okay,
it's
I need
me.
To.
Like, yeah, like, it's me. Like,
yes, like, they've been on you hard. So I'm like, networking is everything.
That's all it is. That's everything. It's going to be everything. You know what I mean? So that's all I've been doing right now. It's just trying to keep my name being spoken about.
So you said you got October 14th coming up. What else you got coming up for the rest of the year? Because we ain't got about a couple more months left.
So look, I just dropped the album. You feel me?
Okay.
I just dropped the album. That was on 824. You know what I mean? That's Kobe Day. So I just dropped the album. You feel me? It's called Hell and Back. Y'all can go stream that. So, you know, eat that up for a little bit, you know what I mean? But I got something, I got another album coming for you. It's already done, it's already in the, you know what I mean? I'm good with this pen. Like, I do that. Like, I'm going, like, you know what I mean? Like I say,
if you could come and perform anywhere in the South right now, where would it be and why?
If I can go anywhere in the South, I'll probably go to Atlanta, because that's just where it's at right now, like with the whole little music scene. Like, they, and you know, and it just seemed like they just, like, they're not worried about who you are, they worry about your music. You know what I'm saying?
And their togetherness is everything. And I hear a lot of people say that. I'm from Georgia, so I understand the togetherness. I moved to Florida. It is a hard, hard thing to do, even sometimes in the South, but it's like Atlanta just don't. Like, listen, whatever you
want to
do, we got you. Like,
yeah. Like, if you got it, they don't let you know that you got it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I like, but that's why I'm surprised that I'm charting 13 in Chicago. It's just like, it's just, that blew my mind. Like,
yeah. You know what I mean? We work with a lot of A&Rs in Atlanta, you know, so we might can drop you in the chats and let them see what you're about.
All you gotta do is just, you know, hashtag it, send them, you know, a little something.
Yeah. So once we drop the interview, we gonna make sure we hashtag.
Run it up. Yeah. I do got a hot song too called Run It Up on Hell and Back. That song is hot. Liddy is hot on Hell and Back. Warzone. You know what I'm saying? I got some cold heat on that album. Y'all need
you
to
said
get
Warzone?
Into with that. Yeah, I got a song called Warzone.
What is that about? Mm-hmm. That's not like Call of Duty or something.
It's not no Call of Duty, like, you know, but in them streets, get Call of Duty in them streets, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know what I'm saying? Now Warzone is just like I'm talking about, like, you know, outside the action. You know what I'm saying? So it's Call of Duty, but it's outside, it's action in the streets, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, eye for an eye, you know.
So do you feel like, you know, coming from the streets or being around the streets, that it taught you something? Because with reality of life, because, you know, you have to put those two together. And sometimes even in the music industry and even with what I do, it's always a hustle. Like, it's a constant hustle. Like, I be, like, feeling like I be in the streets sometimes. Like, it's a hustle. You have your good days, right. Your bad days, your slow days, you know, ups and downs or whatever. Do you feel like there's a big difference in that, or it's just something that they put a title on to cover up the word hustle?
Every word is covered up. Every word has its own terminology. Like, it's the same word, but this is on the street level of this word. This is the business way to say it. So, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you outside, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's differences, though. Because if you're outside and you hustling, then you're outside and you're hustling. But, you know, you got people that's really outside and they flying, they doing something. They ain't worried about the money. But then you got people that go get it like that, too. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like you get it's everything in one. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when you outside, like, yeah, you hustling, you on your shit, you on your job. Like, you know what I mean? You got to get to it. It's a grind. You know what I mean? So, you know.
I get it. it. I had to learn both worlds, so I was dealing with a
Yeah,
lot of people
that's what
on
I'm
the
saying. I'm
street.
learning this. I'm
Yeah,
learning.
so
I'm
I
learning
went to
the.
school to do business so I can learn the professional way because I didn't want to always be hustling hustling
Right,
the game or
right.
whatever. So I had to
See,
go learn
I went
that.
to school for communications. I went to school for fire technology. I went to school to learn how to play the piano. Like, you know what I mean? I went to school for a lot. Like, you know what I'm
You
saying?
play the
Like,
piano?
I didn't want to be no dumb nigga. Well, excuse my French. You feel me? I didn't want to be a dumb individual. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? I wanted to enhance my, intelligence. So, I try to take my time out to read books and just like I said, you feel me, just take care of self. You gotta have self-care. You gotta take care of yourself.
Okay. So, all right. So we're gonna wrap it up here. Before we go, I have two questions for you. We talked about mental health. You talked about how important that was. What are some spiritual things that you feel that we need to do on a daily basis to maintain our mental health, especially with dealing with in the entertainment industry? You deal with so many things, people, rejection, just some of the things that we do, and a lot of people give up or feel like they're not good enough or throw the towel in or whatever. Like, what do you feel things that they need to keep in their mindset to overcome the
They just gotta pray,
negativity?
like, and keep faith. You know what I mean? You gotta have the faith. You gotta have the faith from a mustard seed. You know what I'm saying? Just that little bit. You know what I'm saying? And you gonna and just keep pushing forward. And then when you pray, you gotta leave it right there though. Like you gotta let it go and let God really deal with it. Like don't pray on it and then worry about it. Like nah, you can't. Don't do that. Don't do that. Like really pray about it. Let go, let God deal with it, and you shall overcome.
It's easier said than done for some of these people, you know.
I mean, I've been doing this before a little bit. I gave up, and my big thing, like the reason I'm pushing the hardest I'm pushing is because of my CEO. Like he had that real life mustard seed, you know what I'm saying? Like for real. And when he heard my music, he started putting all the connections and everything together. He just start connecting the business side, like you say, how he's the business side.
Yes,
You know
I
what I mean?
had to.
He's pulling me out of this, you know what I'm saying, and showing me. Like, so he's the business side. That's what
Right.
Master Yoga is. Master Yoga is the business side, so.
That's what's up. That's sweet. That's sweet. Okay. So my last question for you today is, if this was my last time ever speaking to you, two, three, move by, if this was my last time ever speaking to you on in this in on the universe, never running to you again, what are three things that you want me to remember you by, and tell me why I need to remember those things?
You should remember one that I got a good heart. Like I ain't never did nobody nothing that didn't deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Number two, I would say that no matter where you go, I'm just somebody that you should just always want to remember. Like no matter what, like you feel me, I'm undeniable, like I'm genuine. You feel me? I put a smile on people's face. I do, you know what I mean? I brighten their heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, and number three is, let me see. That he's a really good artist. You know what I mean? That he critiqued himself, his craft. He honed in on it, like, you know what I'm saying? And he's good with that pen. He know what he doing. You know what I'm
I
saying?
know.
He
I,
keeps that pen
okay, so I
sharp.
know I said that was my last question. So you said you're hard on yourself. Are you very hard on yourself? Like you critique yourself.
I am,
So
yeah.
you hard on
I'm
yourself
like,
really, really.
yeah. Like, all right. So Annette tell you, right? Because I thought she would have hit your inbox with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be nervous in these interviews. I'm not like, you hear me? I don't do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'll be nervous. Like, I don't say the wrong thing. I got people watching. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, where I come from, like, well, you people watching, then they, you know what I'm saying? They, you know.
And that's what we want them to do. We want them to watch.
But I need them to watch now. You know what I'm saying? Now it's a difference. Like, now I need them to watch, but it's just like, now I'm critiquing. I'm trying to perfect the way I am on camera now. I'm trying to have those mannerisms that I need, you know what I mean, to move forward and keep pushing forward. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a better person. So when somebody watches this and they just, you know what I mean, they like, oh, if he can do it, I can do it.
And that's real. And what you don't know, like, a lot of people, you know, look over some of the little small podcasts or people that's not really all the way there yet. They look over them, but we are the many practices for a lot of people to help you guys get to where you need to get to. So when they're looking for you guys and they come looking at our podcast, they'll be like, oh, okay. And then you never know who we know in the connection, right. So it's crazy that you
but
know.
See,
you
that's why I say, like, I'm for my people. Like, I don't want to go, even if I ain't gonna say even if, but when I do get, I'm still gonna be with my podcast people. I don't, you know what I mean? Like I said, I get nervous. You know what I mean? So I gotta have, and that's all I need. You feel me? As long as y'all got me, I got y'all. You feel me? I'm like, you know, we gonna get through it together. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, I do my follow-ups. I keep connections. You can always, you know, contact us. You can always hit me up. Even if you're saying, hey, look, listen, you know, trying to keep staying in the loop, you know, and I do follow-ups as well, you know, a month from now or maybe 3 weeks from now, I may look back and be like, well, what are he doing? Or is he still going?
Oh, yeah, or, watch. I'm like, nah, you don't trip. Like, I'm telling you, I got something. Like I said, once I do this, like, you were my regular. Now you should be my regular because, like, you know what I mean? You took the time out to, you know what I mean, to help me. Like, this is helping me, like, more than what you know. And I appreciate it.
They was
going to
make
so
me
much.
Do it. They kept tagging me.
Even if, hey, look, you know
they
what I mean?
They put you on the mouth.
But at the end of the day, like I say, look, I'm just so appreciative. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
what's
you know,
up.
And I thank you so much because, you know, you ain't had to. Regardless if they tagged you or not, you ain't have to do it. You feel me?
Right.
So I appreciate
that's what's
it.
Up. That's what's up. All right. So before we go, I need you to do a drop for me.
All right.
Give me some energy, some of your Libra energy. I'm a Leo, so I'm right behind you.
Oh yeah. So, hey, you know that's my. You know, yeah. You know the signs connect. But I got
right
you.
Right behind you.
I got you. Say, hey, you know it's 2-3. Whenever you hear that, it's Moolah. We in the den with Nala. You know what time it is. Free Monster Yo.
You heard it here first, right here in the den with your girl Nala. Stay tuned.
You already.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a good day.
You too.
If you need me, like I said, or if you just want to talk, say hey, whatever. You know, we here for you.
Most definitely.
Check in.
Most definitely. I got you.
All right
now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Teezy on the track, boy.
Teezy.
On the track.
I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. I live a different life. I get a different price. Bezel, we got the drip. Look like it's dipped in nice. I be the different type, that mean we not the same.
No.
I like to feed my dogs, you like to let them hang. We had a different clean,
mine had the rocks in it. Yours like baking soda. Junkies bad when they shot with you. Double off a quarter, fulfilling order. Mess up your sack for your real. Post some pictures of pistols on Instagram. So tell me how you still got beat up. Sipping margaritas on the beach with creatures. And it got me touching their features. Making a movie, your girl's the feature. I be the student and she was the teacher. I got her gagging on these nuts. When I hear from the back, she like ease up. The way that I touch her, you think I'm a pastor. The way that she screaming out Jesus. I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Spend it yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, we like to put a word. You like to stand around. You sold a couple grams. We sold a lot of pounds. Started with depression, made you have to catch up. What I'm spitting here is a must hurt. While I'm moving all this custard. Getting money, fuck a buster. Ooh, I'm with Jermaine, they ain't chilling. Poolside Vegas, my chain ain't chilling. Homegirl a rat, no, she can't hang with me. She ran through the crew, brought the gang with me. No, you did not come up from poverty. You really grew up in a nice house. You made a whole lot of bad decisions trying to figure what the fuck this life about. Now you a goddamn rapper. Ain't make a play with a goddamn trapper. Say you gon' ride till the wheels fall off. Here a couple bang bangs, now teeth start chattering. We come from a different cloth. Yeah. Yo, stitching is bitch made. Bitch Your made. Focus is getting pussy. Yeah. My focus is getting paid. Yeah, I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho.
You are currently in the den.
Wonder when I see you again. Ay, funny how quickly things can change. We gotta lock away, we gotta stay away. Now I'm here messed up like I'm here to save the day. I know you heard the word, they trying to flatten curves. While I'm just trying to come over and relax in yours. Ay. But now I know that's not cool. Right now we only see each other virtual, no school. But now I'm trying to learn you, if that's okay, if that's right. And if I see you one day, that'll be the night of my life. We take flights, or maybe we can go somewhere outside. I do not care, as long as you're right here by my side. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay, ay. Thinking about you like a kid on Christmas Day, my present and future. We laying back watching movies like, ay, 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 what you doing that Friday? When this is all over with you on my shoulder, like, please, please tell me where are we going? All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today. But now we cannot be together. For you I travel through the worst weather. I don't know what to say about it. But baby, hold up, I don't know, maybe it get too crowded. With all these emotions floating around the air. But then I go look around and I don't care. So I put this mask off, hug and kiss you. Cause you know, baby girl, I do miss you. But wait, until I get to kiss you. But wait, I just can't wait to hug you. But wait, until I get to love you. But wait, until I get to see you. But wait, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait.
us apart forever. No, this thing can't keep us apart forever. This thing can't keep us apart forever. No, this thing can't keep us apart. Ay, this thing can't keep us apart forever. No, this thing can't keep us apart forever. This thing can't keep us apart forever. No, this thing can't keep us apart. No, no. All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today.
Now that's dope.
Choppers in this damn range. You all about that mouth, won't do a damn thing. I got 100 niggas in my campaign. And we ain't drinking water, only champagne. I ride around your town, do a drill, then I skirt off. Then I back the pigs, fuck the hoe and pull a skirt off. Made it out the mud, then I got up and brush the dirt off. My man keep the 40 with the beam, call it Rudolph. Oh, no, they stealing captions on my photo. The one with hella likes and VVS's wrapped in rose gold. Chamber, room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dancing. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chamber. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. That's how I play. Are you stupid? Are you dumb? I got major status in the city where I'm from. I be diplomatic, I be doing what I want. I be in the field, gun kicking like a punk. That ain't what you want. No. Bitch, watch what you say to me. Don't wanna be my enemy. That trigger takes some strength, but I got a lot of energy. A leader with my life, ain't no middleman to me. Deals in the making, I knew just what the plan to be. Talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dissing. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry.
Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip, reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is mean. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. I'm running from Satan. I ran into love, I ran out of patience. Just had a daughter trying to figure out how to keep her off the pool and keep my son out of case. So close I can taste it. The forbidden fruit are the rich and famous. Worth it, but it's dangerous. Social media famous. Niggas trapping bangers, snitching after getting indicted. Shit is crazy, fuck I'ma do. Niggas get blood on their hands for bloody shoes and designer fabric. Shit is tragic, riding with the automatic like a passenger. Catch you, they blessing you. Calling us radical, but got every excuse for police. Grew up in hoods where guns and drugs is prevalent. You don't think he got PTSD? His homie got smoked and his daddy on coke. He grew up in houses, he sharing with roaches. With bread in pocket, he carrying toast. Never on safety, his better than host. He just wanna ball in the streets as his coaches. No drawing Big Meech in the poster. Stay in the house when police patrolling. Living like this and good deeds going no. They shelter the young and they teaching the oldest. Fuck the POTUS, you support him, you bogus. Ain't feeling shit you saying, now you bipolar. Stuck in the deck, you ain't meeting your quota. First week was weak, your season is over. This shit the reason I breathe. I do this for niggas relating to what I'm saying. This shit the reason I lead. It's serious to me. It's never a joke when it come down to feeding my seed. I put on fatigues and go to war with everybody. Flipping their pocket, I need every dollar. Nigga, all profit. Pray to God got me coming hard body. Summer rain on a nigga called Thomas. Bring the pain. When I started, I ain't stopping. Change the game. Tell my nigga that I got him. Yeah.
Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip. Reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is mean.
I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers feel our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. The shit that we facing, no other race can survive. They pat us in slave ships, ain't know the language. Took all the men from the tribe, we fought and they hanged us, calling us heinous. Treated like we on and dangerous, followed in our own neighborhoods. Cops called by the neighbors, dirty say the shit ain't racist, they try to degrade us. Nigga, we made us, that's why you hate us, fuck all your favors. Did everything to break us, well fell, now the family break up, then it's 100 to 1. Longer time for crack than coke, like it's different or something. Our people addicted, get sent to a prison, white people addicted, addiction reform. Through all the affliction, we weathered the storm. Penalty different when your skin is rich with melanin. Prison system ain't no rehabilitation, who gon' hire you when you got a felony? No, you don't. But then that shit you peddling, know your pedigree. Know that greatness in you, you don't use it, then you settling. And our culture is the evidence for what they telling you. Coronas and grenadine, I sip reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is me. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. Crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.